Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll follow, though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing.
Everybody, to our Tuesday night call. It is May 17th. We have a great show lined up. Dr. A has been doing some great things down at NASA. So she's got an awesome show lined up for us with some awesome guests. And Dr. Alali, are you with us tonight?
I'm here, Ida. And thank you for being on the show tonight and being our gracious host to open up the show to our listening audience. Thank you to everyone that's on this show from Canada and the United States and places across the nation. It's truly an honor to come before you to bring the vision of Healthy Smart Homes 2020, which is a program that supports the Office of the Surgeon General, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Center for Disease Control, the Environmental Protection Agency, with a mission to help people live in healthier homes and reduce the toxin level of chemicals and radiation. And we're so excited tonight because for 3 days, actually 4 days, I spent a great deal of my time with astronauts from NASA that are retired and retired electrophysicists who invented technology to evaluate the static radiation absorption in astronauts and then to help develop treatment interventions. And so I actually had the opportunity to have dinner with Dr. Bernard Harris, who was the first African-American to walk in space. And I was teasing him about being his nurse because I said, I got to show you this nanotechnology. I was doing the two-finger Bedort testing on him, and he was pretty astounded. And the evening ended up with him getting one of the nano flat batteries in his cell phone And because he was amazed at how weak he became, just holding the phone in his hand for less than 10 seconds, and how rapid his body absorbed the radiation, after holding the phone, it went directly to the chest wall and the left breast tissue. So he was astounded. He's a medical doctor also, so it was really interesting to be able to talk in medical dialogue and talk about the diagnostic codes, the new diagnostic codes that are now out that align the electromagnetic hypersensitive diagnosis with this new, these new diagnostic codes and diagnostic terms. So it was kind of mind-boggling for him. Then we had the occasion to go further south to the city of Richmond, where we met NASA electrophysicists who were also on the team of of the National Institute of Health, of NIH. And there we saw the much-awaited machine that we have been looking for, praying for, trying to find a way to interact with, the new Dynarom. This machine is awesome because it's FDA approved. It measures tension in the muscle and static activity in the muscle, and it shows most effectively how the flat battery works. If you've got the email that I sent you, before I get into that, I want to say that in studio we have two exciting guests. We have Heather Jo Johns, who is our national marketing consultant and aspiring environmental health survey practitioner in residence, and also Dr. Bianca Smithy-Incas, who's a medical doctor who's been in medical research for more than 20 years. And she actually went along to do kind of like a medical auditing to see the application of this new Dynarom, which was the center for litigation in Florida. They tried to stop it from coming to market in Florida, trying to say that it also was invalid. But the medical expertise and the bioengineers that Mr. Marcerin, David Marcerin, the inventor of this e-static machine / Dynarom, was able to go up against 300 insurance companies and 75 lawyers. And at the end of his presentation, he won in a very big way. And so as a result, this machine is so definitive. It is to the chiropractic industry what an EKG is to the medical industry. Now, the state of Virginia requires all people with auto injuries or back injuries, be it, you know, whether or not you got it from an accident or you got it on the job related, or, you know, you just was walking around your house and you fell down and you have an insurance claim. You have, in order to get to defend or litigate in that case, you have to have an evaluation by this Dynarom. So this machine has now come front and center in the world of muscle injury and muscle reeducation. And so we wanted the flat battery evaluated by these top scientists. And this is what they found. If you reflect back to the pictures that I sent you, you will see Dr. Smithy-Incas standing in her scrubs. She has just finished evaluating with the instrumentation a young lady that was a model that they brought in for the show. But you can see that because she had to take her shirt off and expose her body with all of these professional people, it was just tremendous to see. And so I'm going to let you hear the story from the perspective of Dr. Smithy-Incas. She's going to talk about the test and the process, the procedure from a medical perspective. I'm going to let Heather talk about it in terms of the excitement, because we now have the ability. You don't have to be a medical doctor to have this machine. For those of you that are really doing big sales and with these flat battery nanos, we can get the smaller version, and it's half the price, to that quantifies the static in the muscle and shows exactly how this flat battery nanobiobouncer works. So, Dr. Smith and Incas, you got to give us your take on the show because we kind of hijacked you down to Virginia. And just give us some feedback about what you thought about the machine. And
well,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, just you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it was very exciting because the MyoVision machine has been revolutionary in chiropractic for both the patient and the doctor through the power of objective physiological data. So it is the sine qua non of medical evidence to support treatment for people that have any type of back or neck injury. So the fact that this machine could quantify and qualify the results of the flat battery in terms of therapeutic results was amazing. They tested me and on the machine, and it's something that you can see in real time. And when the flat battery was applied, my tension went down 35% immediately, and you could see it in front of your eyes, and it was documented. So the inventor of the MyoVision machine was ecstatic because it's like, wow. And he immediately committed to Rhoda of just gathering data for her.
Yes, and that was so exciting because he walked up as his technician was doing your test results. And then while we were all standing there looking at your scan, his jaw drops because he was saying that, you know, it takes chiropractors and medical doctors who use the instrument sometimes 4 to 6 weeks to be able to reduce the tension in the muscle that fast. And he immediately wanted to know, what kind of technology is that? And I said, it's the revolutionary nano flat battery. I said, we call it Nanos, bioharmonizer, biobalancer. And he's like, I'll be happy to be part of your team at Columbia to really give some validity to what you're doing, he said, because this thing really works and it's awesome. And when I looked around at you and your jaws were dropping open, I started hopping around. And then, ladies and gentlemen, a crazy thing happened. I started singing and serenading the man. I said, you're my angel. I've been looking for you all my life. You have no idea how people have beat me up and said the technology doesn't work, you know, it's a figment of my imagination. But to have a machine that quantifies and measures exactly how it works is so astounding. And so I want to draw everybody's picture real quick to that scan that I sent everybody with the skeletal scan that shows the spine. There are two bars, one above the other. The first bar shows the baseline test. The second bar shows what happens immediately after the flat battery is put on the heel of the left foot. And you can see immediately that the tension, the stress reduces. Now, this particular scan has a quantifying number. You can vaguely see it, but if you look in the lower right hand of that scan, you'll see that before the test started, the stress on the spine was somewhere around 46. I can't remember the number, and I don't have it in front of me. But after the scan was finished and the flat battery was put on the foot, the stress went down to like 25. So it reduced it almost 20% or 20 points is a better word to say it. And that was significant. He said that was phenomenal. So we are so excited about moving forward because everybody that sells the flat battery now has an opportunity to buy this e-static machine. And so I'm going to talk to you I'm going to let the marketing guru, Heather Jeff Johns, talk to you now about even her experience, because now that this is mandated, that this machine has to be the source of diagnostics or included in the diagnostics when you have a fall, a workman's comp injury that involves the back, automobile accident that involves the back. This is really creating a huge paradigm shift in the atmosphere, and we know it's a God thing because David Mercer and the guy that invented the machine wasn't even supposed to be there, and all of a sudden at the last minute he shows up, and we're just blown out of the river. Well, here's Heather Jo Johns giving her perspective on this new technology and how she feels it's going to influence our ability to communicate the flat battery mission to the world.
Well, good evening, everyone. I have to say it was quite an experience, one of the most exciting ever in history, and I've been in a lot of exciting positions. But this one was very unique. You know, after obtaining my certification from the Ohio State Medical Board from the Dayton School of Medical Dynamics and my bodywork certification from Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lally herself, and being a part of this movement and in residency with all of these doctors and nurses from Columbia University, it has been astonishing. I've got to see several different types of therapies and several different types of machines. And for this machine to be able to quantify what we already had evidence, which we personally, I don't think that we needed the machine, but to bring it out further with the technology, we already had enough evidence. We already had another testing mechanism, which I'm sure you guys are familiar with. It was the Bedork test from Dr. Merritt Columbia University. So it was astonishing to sit there and see the results. I mean, it was just laid out there like a PowerPoint presentation. As soon as they put the flat battery on under the foot, the numbers dropped. Not only once did it drop, but on everyone the numbers dropped. The levels dropped. So first time, I believe it was 35% for Dr. Bianca. I did not take the test myself. But for another gentleman there or another lady, it was 50%. So I was just so astonished. I knew that the Nano flat battery worked because I've been wearing one. I've been living in a healthy, smart home since it was invented with the original for over 6 years. So I know the effects of it. And so to meet Dave from NASA and for him to quantify what we had said with all the years of experience that he has, and to meet some of the other people affiliated in the field to further quantify what he had said, it was just amazing. It was amazing. So I'm very excited. From a marketing point of view, I always want to give my marketing, you know what, everyone's going to need to have a machine, every doctor's office and every chiropractic office. Everyone in practice is going to need to have this machine because nanos are going worldwide. Everyone needs a nano because when you see the benefit that it has an effect on your body, everyone's going to want one. So it's going to be profitable for everyone. It's going to be well worth your investment. You will get an ROI. For all you guys who aren't familiar with that, that's a return on your investment. And you could generate a lot of revenue. But not only that, from my marketing standpoint, as being a marketing guru and genius, mastering marketing system for the number one outsourcing marketing firm in North America out of 466 people, I would recommend this machine because of your health. I would recommend the Nano because of your health. So not only are you going to get double benefits, you're going to get benefits from getting on the machine to see exactly where your issues lie, to be referred to a chiropractor or a doctor, and you're also going to have the opportunity to purchase your Nano. So it's absolutely brilliant. We're super excited. We're ready to go, and we can't wait to bring it to market. So with that being said, we got the green light. Let's go.
Thank you, Heather. As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, from the voice of Dr. Bianca Smith-Iyunkis, the medical researcher, who not only believes in the product that she wears once, she has it in her cell phone and in her shoe, and her children have it in theirs as well. But Heather, I think, gave a good point in that now that we can quantify, now that we can shut up the mouths of the naysayers, now that we have a level that brings forth validity of scientific documentation, that the technology works. It works consistently. you know, it works to do what we said it does, and that is balance the body and decrease static stress in the muscle tensions. And so now the opportunity is not only for you to sell the Nano, but you can actually make money from doing these scans. The business model is for you to have a diagnostic center, because it takes about a sixth grade education to work this machine. The operatives of this machine are all digitalized. You can do the scan. You don't have to interpret it. It interprets itself. You can send it to the patient. They can send it to the doctor to render a diagnostic interpretation. Now, hold on to your chair. Guess what happens then? The doctor gets paid by the insurance companies to interpret this scan and render a diagnosis for the patient. And so this is like a huge win-win-win-win-win. We all have the opportunity now to have diagnostic centers using this machine. The machine that reimburses costs $15,000 by the time you get all the bells and whistles. But it will do the static. It has a component where you can go out and do free community scans for people and just sell the flat battery. Or you can do diagnostic scans for the doctors, and you can sell the scans anywhere from the scans. The Medicare reimburses $250 for each scan. So even if you charge the patient $150, if they have an insurance company, the insurance company is going to be paying the rest and may even reimburse them for you doing the test. And so you get paid for doing the test, paying you, they get reimbursed, and the doctor gets paid for interpreting the test. Isn't that exciting? This is a God thing. This is so God, because we have been trying forever to hook up with this doctor. We've never been able to get him on the phone. We've called California numerous times trying to get somebody in the areas where we were that had a machine to test, to no avail. And here out of the blue, we get a phone call that they're going to be 90 miles away from where we were presenting, doing another community campaign, and we accepted the invitation to come to the Virginia Chiropractic Association Conference, Spring Conference, where they were presenting, and we were their guests. So we got in. We didn't have to pay funds. They accommodated us. Dave Marshall and his team are first class. They accommodated us. They made us feel welcome. They were very patient. They worked with us 3 days. As we got to play with their machines, manipulate their machines, explore our business options for helping them bring the business machine to market, because potentially if you have this machine, it's going to quantify the sales. It's going to land you 9 out of 10 sales of the flat battery bioharmonizer. And so it's just phenomenal, phenomenal to see. And, you know, Dr. Smith, because as a medical doctor and seeing some of the pathology that we reviewed, I mean, it's tremendous to see how medicine can now quantify even any health benefits that you have from the flat battery. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Because when we looked at the machine and we saw that instantly it relieved stress, what type of medical or wellness dynamics can be associated with the way the flat battery relieves stress? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Well,
okay.
As you know, probably the largest diagnosis or the most frequent diagnosis that is given to any chronic disease is stress. Most of our chronic diseases are stress-related, hypertension, diabetes, physical ailments, chronic ailments, back problems, neck problems, knees, all of that can be attributed to stress. And because we live in an environment that is inundated with electronic devices, there are things that are attacking us that we cannot see, but that does not mean that they are not there and that they are not prevalent as the cause of all of the ills that people are suffering today. And you can talk to people and talk to people, and they will hear you and they won't hear you because they can't see it. And, you know, part of them wants to understand it, and part of them just ignores it because it's like, oh, that's not real, we can't see it. But now they can see what this does as they take on the technology to relieve their ills. And, you know, some people, when I explain it to them, I say, well, you know, years ago, people were talking about radon, which is an odorless gas that you can't smell and you can't see. But they found a way to document it and to quantify it and qualify it. And now in certain states, you cannot even sell a home unless there is a test for radon, because radon exposure over a period of time, you know, can make you very ill. And so the same thing with EMF radiation and all other non-ionizing radiations, which is what the flat battery combats. So now we have a way to show them, to quantify the results of it that the flat battery is getting with the Dynarom.
That was so powerful. I think you said something that's really poignant, and I kind of want to circle it and put my finger on it and even put a pin in it. The fat word stress, the big word stress, the overpowering word stress. People have so much stress and from the environment, so much stress from living today. You know, just raising kids and managing family and trying to manage your business or your practice or your job and then trying to manage your household. There's so much stress. And we saw that stress being quantified as tension in the spine. And it was amazing. You didn't have to look and wonder where there were knots in people's shoulders or in the neck. That machine showed you where the knots were. It was phenomenal. And even in the scan that I sent everybody tonight, if you look at that scan, the first bar and then the second bar, you'll see that in many areas, the second bar turned yellow. And there were no yellows, a color, in the first scan that was done. And the yellow means low stress, that it had changed the energetics. It had discharged the static. It had reduced the tension, and therefore the bars became yellow. And that's one of the things that David Marceran and his technician, Ryan, began to rejoice and get excited about, because they saw in 1 minute, they saw the spine be stressed. And they said, this is getting ready to change chiropractic care. If you're talking, if you can mute your phone, we just appreciate it. This is getting ready to change the way medicine is done and chiropractic care is done. And so we had to just rejoice and go to Texas Day Brazil and eat some real beefsteak and some real food because of the magnitude of this encounter with the scientists from NASA and the National Institute of Health. So I want to open up the lines right now to see if anybody has any questions, any concerns, any comments on the spectrum of electromagnetic radiation, healthy smart homes. There's so many phenomenal testimonies that have come in this week. But if you want to speak, just unmute your line and talk. Anybody have anything they want to share? Well, I did, as it relates to Seizure Talk Radio, I did get a chance to catch up with Angel in Destiny this week. That's our child, that young lady, that's having 600 seizures a day. And the new report on her is, number one, she continues to remain seizure-free at home,
seizure free in the mall, but they're still having the challenge of seizures at school. It seems like there's something about Thursday. Whatever dynamics are going on Thursday, I don't know whether that's digital sending from maybe a smart meter on the building or something happening where there's an increase in interference in the schoolroom and she has a seizure. But her mom said it's nothing like what it was, something that would knock her out and make her so she would be totally debilitated and have to come home. It's light, you know, it's a seizure that comes and goes. It's not disturbing of her physical day, so she's able to stay in school. But she's made the AB honor roll again. This is her third honor roll in a row, which she's never, ever been on the honor roll in her life. She's a sophomore in high school, and even though she's 19 years old, she's had some issues that has had to hold her back. But her mom said everything has come up, her math, her reading, her writing, you know, her spelling. She's just really engaged in learning and just so appreciative of the flat battery. She continues to be on clinical trials in Columbia, and they are ecstatic. She's wearing a monitor that documents how many seizures she's having in the course of a day and in a week. That monitor used to read 600-plus seizures a day. Today, that monitor goes several days with no seizure activity, and it has totally astounded her doctor. So we're going to be embarking upon our training. We're going to have a machine from NASA in residence. Dr. Smithy Incus and I and Heather, and we have two other practitioners that's going to be studying how to use this machine, how to quantify the measurements from this machine, so that going forward, we're not just talking about the flat battery, but we now can begin to document some of the evidence, and this was a missing piece. This is going to give us the momentum that we need to really soar and climb. So I'm kind of still tired from the trip because we drove down in the mountains in the backwoods of Virginia to get out to this place where this conference was held, and just riding in the car and all that stress and riding through on the eastern shore with all of this chemicals that were emitted in the air due to all the treatment plants that are down that way. So I'm not going to, you can hear I've got a little bit of a cough and a chest congestion. I'm not going to wear myself out tonight. So if anyone has anything else to share and say, I want you to know that the nano flat battery may one day be a nanotechnology in residence at NASA and used to retrofit spaceships, because there's that much interest that has evolved and that is evolving around it. And so we're excited to be part of the future. We're excited to be that the technology is becoming part of God's measurements of grace or resources of grace and mercy in the earth. And we just know, we acknowledge him because he's doing the exceeding. He's doing great things with this technology. And so it's no telling what the future holds. Can you imagine a news report that says, astronauts wear flat batteries in space mission, and they say that they have so much energy, they don't need any plutonium to get back to Earth. All they need to do is click their heels three times and say, beam us up, Scotty, and they're down here because of their flat batteries. Just kidding, everybody, but it's too exciting to see what the future is holding and astronaut Bernard Harris to see what his personal use of the nano, how it's going to be directed. And certainly these scientists from NIH and from NASA that command these electrophysicist machines and really understand the harmful effects of EMF radiation and that are so hopeful with us that the nanos become the solution that we need to keep our bodies balanced and sustain our life. So on that, I just want to tell everyone I love and appreciate you. I celebrate your life. This is a mission, a call to preserve the quality, the sustainability of health for your family and mine and the families that live around us. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding be everyone's portion for today and always. And I'll say goodnight to everyone. Know that
Hang
all
on,
is well. Go ahead. You got a comment?
Yeah, Dr. It's Rod.
Okay, wonderful.
I got on late, but I got here.
Okay.
Just to share with everybody some comments from this one lady. She's tried the flat battery, and believe me, it helped her. It was in her cell phone, and actually, because her cell phone was near her, it actually improved her sleeping habits. But when she wore the flat battery and then tried the BioBalancer, she found her preference to be the BioBalancer. And, you know, I found that to be quite interesting because it just showed her, in my mind, her degree of sensitivity. So a week or so ago, I asked her, you know, would you mind, you know, texting me why you preferred the BioBalancer? And, of course, the one she had lost. And at lunch one day, she told me, she said, you know, if I had to lose something, I would have preferred that I had lost the flat battery and not the BioBalancer. So I gave her a new one. Anyhow, her comments, and I translated them from French, she likes the the BioBalancer better because she prefers the effect it provides her. She feels the effect is more beneficial for her. It's a positive feeling. She feels more calm with it when she is not at home. She feels the effect more complete in her body between the balance, the strength, and energy that it gives her. And I would have to say the afternoon I gave it to her, she wasn't working the next day, and she was wearing the BioBalancer, and she decided to go for a small walk. Well, that small walk turned into an hour-long walk.
Wow.
So it gives her motivation. That she didn't say that, but that's basically what she's saying.
Well, that's an interesting comment because the BioBalancer is lower in energy than the nano. It's lower in frequency. But it's interesting because it seems that low frequency, the lower the energy when people have a lot of health issues, it's kind of a more gentle way of transitioning because it doesn't give them so much energy that they feel, you know, kind of like it's almost like somebody you've broken your leg and somebody wants you to get up and run, you know, and you don't have the energy to get up and run even though they've got two or three casts and they've got somebody on each arm that wants to carry your burden and carry the weight of running. But it would, if I was working with her and just by her health history alone, I would probably start with either cutting the flat battery in half or giving her a low-energy system. So it's amazing that she knew, and it's amazing that her feedback would be that she needed a lower frequency to help her kind of gain the momentum of energy, and that's just fabulous.
Wow.
So
the flat battery has more power than the BioBalancer?
No, yes. The nano flat battery is more powerful. You know, it has a few more frequencies than the BioBalancer does, yes. And that's done deliberately because the BioBalancer was launched as a private label entity, and I wanted it to have its own unique distinction. And because of the product line, as you recall, it was launched to work with longevity products. And their products are so superior because Dr. Wallace manufactures them at the high end of nutritional quality. And so because of that,
they needed a different type of balance. It really interlocked with the vitamin line. So they were developed to be used with people who had a high-end vitamin intake. And that's why they work so efficiently. You know, as Ida testified that she had been on Youngevity products for years, managing a thyroid condition, and she couldn't get her thyroid balanced. But when she put the BioBalancer out and balanced them and then drank it, voila, within a month, what she couldn't get to happen for 30 years happened, because we designed that balancer to be a companion to the nutrients. That's why the system works so well. And people that had health problems, you know, they spoke to resolve those problems or to rapid intervention. You know, everybody improved, and there were some instantaneous results that happened, and that's the reason why.
Hmm.
Yeah,
interesting.
That's the reason. So, you know, it's going forward, it's just an incredible. It is an incredible technology, and it works. Like I said, if she gets on her vitamin regimen, she's going to even have more to talk about.
Wow.
Yes, she can have more to talk about.
So cut the flat fat in half and put half under each heel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is probably a better strategy for her. And because her health has been so compromised for so long.
Oh, we'll try it with her sister, who has the MS.
Okay.
All righty. She's got feeling that's growing every day in her leg.
Wow.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
All right, does anybody else have anything they want to share?
Thank you very much, Dr. Olali.
Thank you, Mr. Mario. Thank you, everyone that's on the call tonight. And I do want to give a shout-out for Youngevity products. So many of you have contacted me about, you know, should you still support Youngevity? And my answer is yes. I didn't divorce Youngevity, even though they divorced the product for a season. But the opportunity may come back for the name of our to be back in Youngevity. And so we're going to be excited about it. But that was their concern, too. We need to be qualifying data. And they know we're going to get behind these math scientists and push the instrument. Because these doctors, you know, medical doctors or chiropractors, you can get paid. Insurance companies will reimburse you and use this machine to evaluate the flat battery. And so now we're going to be able to qualify the low frequency and the high frequency. And it's going to make what we can do with the flat battery even more.
The line has become so bad, Dr. E.
I'm not sure what's going on with the communication. I don't
coming
have
back.
Very good communication where I am.
It's coming back.
Yes, and I apologize about that. I'm not sure what's going on, but there is a lot of static on the line, and my calls have been dropping all day.
Well, thanks, Dr. A. You have a nice evening. Dr. A, it's Len. Thanks. Have a nice evening.
Oh,
you have a nice evening.
And thank you for being on the call tonight. Thank you, Mario, for being on the call. And I want you to know, Mario, your shipment is held up because you're getting a brand new BioBalancer that was supposed to be here last week. They had a hiccup, and they're supposed to be in the mail. They're supposed to be delivered tomorrow, so hopefully your shipment will go out tomorrow.
Okay,
you're
great.
You're going to get the brand new, and they have a new look and everything. They're just really sharp, and they look like they belong in space.
I'm looking forward to see that.
Okay.
Okay, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you, Rob, for sharing
good night.
That exciting news. Good night. Good
night,
everybody.
Rod. Good night.
He's alive.